From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of September 15th, 2014. This week, we start with a series of voices touching on aspects of perhaps the most complicated water-related issue on our watery globe. Have a listen for about 35 seconds.
The Danville Climate Summary for yesterday, September 4th, 2014. The record high for today is 101, which occurred in 1954.
Climate change means that weather patterns are changing over time. Over the last 100 years or so, temperatures rose by about 1 degree Fahrenheit, and scientists predict that the temperatures might increase an additional 3 to 8 degrees over the next 100 years. This is what is meant by the phrase global warming.
The entire amount of greenhouse gases produced by a person is their carbon footprint.
Climate measurements, changes, and influences are the subjects not only of the excerpts you heard from the National Weather Service, a scientist in a 2011 U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service video, and a 2014 video by two children in Blacksburg, Virginia. Climate change is also the focus of proposed regulations by the U.S. EPA, international treaties, worldwide scientific investigation, and often contentious debates by citizens and governments everywhere. Driving this attention are scientific studies indicating that average global temperatures and atmospheric carbon dioxide have been increasing at unprecedentedly fast rates. Many scientific analyses also indicate that these increases are probably due in a significant part to human activities, especially the burning of fossil fuels releasing carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gases, and landscape changes that contribute to atmospheric carbon levels. The potential impacts are widespread, complicated, and not precisely predictable. Some of the key concerns are changing ocean temperatures and sea levels, changing weather patterns, changing water chemistry, and changing influences on plant and animal metabolism and life cycles. The kinds and extent of changes will vary from place to place, depending on a range of factors and on what's in a place. As an example, consider how climate changes are likely to affect two National Park Service units in Virginia, Assateague Island National Seashore and Shenandoah National Park. On Assateague, stretching 37 miles along the coasts of Virginia and Maryland, increases in sea level, temperature, and precipitation are expected to accelerate natural coastal processes that shape and move the island. Meanwhile, over 200 miles inland in Shenandoah National Park, the Park Service expects increased periods of high temperature and drought and more frequent heavy rains. Already, park officials have seen changes in the life cycle timing of organisms, known as phenology, and in the suitability of habitat for park species, including rare species like the Shenandoah salamander. But our national parks aren't only a climate change risk. They're also a response asset. As the Park Service's Climate Change Effects in Parks website states, our national parks are laboratories for good science and informed management decisions, and also for educating the public about how climate change affects us. So if you're concerned about climate change, by all means, make informed and responsible decisions about energy and land use. But don't neglect a visit now and then to national parks. Your time there may give you a better understanding of the complicated connections among climate, temperature, water, and life. Thanks to the Lazar family of Blacksburg for permission to use sounds from the video produced by children Mia and Ava. And let's end with the question Mia and many other people are asking.
So what is your carbon footprint?
For other water sounds and music, and for more Virginia Water information, visit our website at virginiawaterradio.org or call us at 540-231-5463. From the Virginia Water Resources Research Center in Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.